All right, boys, quick video for you showing you how to use strategy and planning tools which I have behind me. As you know, time is not the principal resource from which all things stem. Rather, it is energy and strategy. Everybody has time. It depends what you do with that time. Energy comes from holistic wellness and health, which I've described in many other videos before. But today we'll take a look at strategy. I'm going to show you these two tools. So what we have with us today is, first, we have this corkboard, which is my progress tracker. Everything gets tracked on here. Each of these sticky notes represents a video. And as they progress with the different stages of creating a video, for example, ideation, then we have the actual recording, then editing, thumbnails, and then uploading, right? So there's multiple stages for each of these. So this allows me to have autistic level control and tracking of the progress of each of the videos which I'm working on. For example, let's take this esoteric lucid dreaming guide. So this is a video which I want to make. I want to make a video on lucid dreaming. So it's just an idea at this point. But once I actually script it out, I will move it to this column. Once I actually record it, I'll move it here. Once I submit it for editing to my editor, I'm going to move it here. And once it's actually done, I'll move it to the edge. And that's the conclusion of its journey, basically. So it allows me to have extremely intense tracking for the multiple projects which I'm working on. You can see how it works for videos, but it also works great for, like, if you have multiple homeworks or assignments or projects of any kind. If you're a coder and you are doing different coding projects, it works for that. It works for literally anything. Just use your imagination. It works best when all the different tasks are the same. Like, all of these represent a video. So the stages are the same for all of them. All videos need to go through ideation, scripting, recording, and so on. So it makes sense. If I had different types of projects, then I would have a separate board for each type of project. Now we go on to this side. This is my cloud board, or so I like to call it. It's just a standard whiteboard. What I'm doing here is I'm clustering tasks. So I'm bringing order to chaos by clustering the task by classification. So for example, I have here my nutrition cookbook. So nutrition cookbook is something which I'm planning to create. I'm going to be including it to my members in my private community, the Country Club. I'm also going to be including it for whoever purchases the Esoteric Men's Nutrition course. At the time of recording, that course is not even out yet, but it might be by the time you're watching it. So that course is going to come with this cookbook, but the thing is, the cookbook is not done yet. So I need to do a couple tasks to make it happen. I need to compile my recipes. I need to compile my ingredient lists. I'm going to have to create my micro and macronutrient profiles. I'm going to have to create the meal plans. So a bunch of different tasks which cluster under the title of Nutrition Cookbook. And let's take another example. Onboarding overhaul. So like I said, I have that private community, Country Club, and it has an onboarding sequence. So as soon as somebody joins, there's a set of sequence which they need to progress through to really get the best out of the experience. And right now it's there. Like, there is an onboarding in place, but it's not perfect. I want to improve it. I want to perfect it. And that requires a certain level of dedication, a certain number of tasks to be completed. And I've organized those into this cloud. So the reason I do it in clouds is just for the aesthetics of it. So it's almost like a sky. Some days I'm going to have a lot of different tasks, a lot of clouds, and each cloud is heavy with tasks, and it's like an overcast sky. But I know with determination and hard work, I'm going to be able to clear clouds one by one. So as soon as I get done with the onboarding overhaul, I'll just erase this off the board, and then there'll be one less cloud on my sky. So what I'm trying to work for is, of course, a clear sky. There's no clouds. I have no tasks going on. I'm just chilling. I know it might be corny. I don't really care, because this is what works for me, man. I like to have a kind of visual or artistic take to the things which I do. It's just the way I work. So it's just why my psychology works. So do what works for you. And then here is a timeline. So I have a hard deadline for the 22nd. I need to get all this stuff done by the 22nd. So I'm marking down the days, and I'm also logging the stuff which gets done per day. So I have a clear timeline on what needs to get done when. So then we have the order of business. I have priorities, non-priorities, and stasis. So priorities are, of course, the tasks which need to get done right now. Then non-priorities are things which kind of can wait. And then stasis is stuff which I'm not going to even think about. For example, I want to grow on Instagram. I want to go on Twitter. But I don't have the bandwidth to do that stuff right now. So I'm just going to put it on stasis. I'll get to it when I get to it. And then we have the autistic level day-to-day plan. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way to Thursday. I literally have a bullet point for every task that I need to do. And as I get these things done, I'll just tick them off as I go along. So it allows me to have a lot of control. It tells me exactly what needs to get done per day. And here I just have a bunch of notes. It's just my ideas list. So I have more than 84. I have 84 video ideas right now on hand, which is probably all the videos I need for the next year. So there you have it, boys. I'm going to take an idea from this, convert it into a sticky note, put it on this board, and then I'll go and push it through the entire sequence of video creation. And that's essentially how I run my YouTube channel. Now, I want you to use your own imagination and adapt these techniques for whatever work it is that you do.